Amtrak's Empire Builder route already goes through Watertown, but higher speed rail would bring more frequent passenger rail service to the city, allow a passenger rail connection to Madison, and track upgrades would improve local freight rail. Watertown Mayor Ron Krieger says his city's largest industrial park would see increased business, and the revenues from a bigger property tax base would exceed Watertown's cost of operating a better rail station. Krieger says he worries about his fellow Republicans' plan to halt high-speed rail.
If we turn this down, I think we will be the laughingstock of the nation. Those trains will find a way to connect Chicago and Minneapolis, and unfortunately, my fear would be that route would not go through Wisconsin.
Krieger says he hopes to talk this week with Governor-elect Scott Walker and incoming Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who is Watertown's state senator. Joining Krieger at a Milwaukee news conference were three employees of Talgo, the new train car manufacturer in Milwaukee that says it may curtail operations if the Madison-Milwaukee line is blocked. Talgo team leader Solomon Rodriguez.
It seems to me that it's a bad decision as far as putting a halt to the project, not only as far as the Milwaukee area is concerned, but I think this has repercussions nationwide. A lot of our vendors are distributed across all the U.S.
Walker's transition team issued a statement that says Walker is going to fulfill his campaign promise to stop the construction of the Madison-Milwaukee train line. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.